Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Emily McHugh is here, too. Emily is someone that I've met before, and met her recently when I was in Florida doing some work, and I wanted you to meet her. She's the founder of Kasori, which is a travel and tech accessories design company. She's the author of a book called The Little Girl's Guide to Entrepreneurship, and she is a very accomplished and highly educated individual, and I thought her ideas and her story would be something you'd want to hear about. Emily McHugh, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to talk to you again. We had fun in Florida a few weeks ago, didn't we?
Yes, we sure did. It was great to hear your insights and your talking about your books and such. Yeah.
Well, we had a good time, and I appreciate you guys being so nice to me and so hospitable while I was down there. So, Emily, you've taken a fairly wide course to get to the United States, haven't you? And your background,
yes.
Your background, you've wind up in Southeast Florida. You started out a long way away. Tell us a little bit about how you got to South Florida.
Well, first of all, I was born in Cambridge, England. And I left, my family lived in England for many years. Both of my parents are originally from Jamaica. But what's ironic is that life basically takes you in a circle. So I had my my mother's grandparents came originally from Scotland and Ireland to Jamaica. And of course, we have the African slave trade and all of that. So you have the Africans with the Europeans meeting in Jamaica, and then they go back to England.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents went. And I was born in England, left 2 months old, came to New Jersey, East Orange, New Jersey. Our family moved there, lived there for many, many years. And then between school and traveling and so forth, and then I eventually ended up in Fort Pierce, Florida, because we'd had one too many winters and so forth. So we still interact with our relatives in Jamaica and also in England as well. So it's a continuous cycle, virtuous cycle, if you will.
Exactly. Well, I wanted the folks to know a little bit about that background, because along the way, you've gotten quite an excellent education, and you've learned a little bit about being an entrepreneur, and that's what's caused you to write your book. And I wanted you to tell the, especially the ladies, especially the, maybe even the younger ladies out there, what you were thinking about when you had your first thoughts of being an entrepreneur. Because you have started a business, you're being successful with your Kasori business, the travel and tech accessories company. Tell them what you were thinking in the early days. What was going on in your head in those days?
Okay. Well, a lot of different things, actually. So the business began, or at least the idea for the business started when I was in my second year of business school in New York at Columbia Business School, and I took a class on entrepreneurship. And one of the assignments for the class was to write a business plan for a business idea, whether real or imagined. And I pretty much decided that if I'm going to take all that time to write a business plan, it might as well be for something realistic. So that was the first thing. I wanted it to be a worthwhile.
You didn't want to play entrepreneur. You wanted to be entrepreneur, didn't you?
Exactly. And also, I will just add that speaking of business school, one of the things that I considered doing at the time was maybe working for a private equity fund or an investment bank or something. And I said, you know, that's a nice job, of course, but I would rather be the entrepreneur.
And that's not very entrepreneur. When you go to work for one of those companies, entrepreneurship goes right out the window.
Well, so there you go. So I knew that was the burning little flame there that I wanted to pursue. So So now the next step is, what is your business idea going to be? Well, one of the things throughout the business school time that was I was quite passionate, I was always passionate about before in D school, was that. So we had to all have a laptop. Can't have a laptop. Mm-hmm. It's the late 90s. And we all had the same kind of boring-looking laptop case. So I was very frustrated with this bag, and I said, no, I'm sick of carrying this bag. I really don't like it. So I asked my sister, Helena, who was a graduate of the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York, to design a bag for me. And she did. And people would start to ask me, where did you get this bag? And a lot of interest in the bag. So I said, here's an idea. We'll design stylish laptop bags for women in particular at that time. So that's how the business idea came about, and then the decision to start. So I really didn't know, and here's something very important for people to know. Even though I was graduating from business school, I did not know anything about how to start a business. Mm-hmm. So I had to
Let me stop you for a second.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting that you got one of the finest business educations in the country, and they didn't teach you anything about how to start a business? I think that's very interesting, isn't it?
Well, I will. Let me qualify that statement. It is quasi true. Yes, even though I took a course on entrepreneurship, which obviously does tell you a lot about the process, it's still very different than the mechanics of.
Mm-hmm. It's probably pretty different from the real world too. So go ahead, finish your story on your bags, your stylish bags.
Sure, but I will say, to redeem business schools a little bit, is that I think a lot has changed since when I was there.
It has. I agree with that.
The curriculum,
I agree with that.
Has grown. But anyway, but at the time, I didn't know. So I went back to studying more arduously on some of the mechanics, learning about the SBA, learning about all these organizations.
So the important thing I want to get across here, I want to stop you for a second because we're going to a break in a minute, is you realize you didn't know some things that you still needed to know. And so you set about educating yourself on being an entrepreneur. Folks, this is a really important lesson that she's given you right here. She didn't just blunder into this thing, even though we're going to talk about maybe some mistakes she may have made in a little bit after the break. Still, she sought out more knowledge and of the fundamentals. You heard her say that, some of the basics. And a lot of people don't last in small business because they don't do that. You got to know what you don't know, folks. You have to realize what you don't know, and you got to go after that information, which Emily McHugh did. Her book is called The Little Girl's Guide to Entrepreneurship, What I Knew Now That I Sure Wish I Knew Then. Quick break, 20 after, I should say. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.